prophecy update time where we scour the news and look at the trends in the world and attempt to show you that the Bible written so many centuries ago was just as current as today's news, because we are living in the last days that are spoken of there. Every now and then we venture into the realm of UFOs, because they are a phenomena we ought to be able to account for. If you're around my age, you grew up thinking that only, just a few crazy people talked about UFOs, and, you know, that mostly they were on mescaline or something like that. And, you know, you just kind of brush that off. But more and more UFOs are very mainstream. There have been more than 10 million UFO sightings, more than 1,000 cases reported of physical effects from a UFO, and more than 2,000 cases of contact with what are called alien astronauts. One in every 10 Americans has seen a UFO, including some of our presidents like Andrew Jackson and Jimmy Carter, astronauts James McDivitt and Gordon Cooper. Christopher Columbus saw a unidentified underwater object come out of the ocean when he was exploring, coming to the New World. It's pretty amazing. Mainstream scientists, Francis Crick, the co-discoverer of the double helix structure of DNA, one of the key finds of the 20th century, he believed in what he called panspermia, the concept that Earth was seeded with life, probably in the form of blue-green algae, by intelligent extraterrestrial species for the purpose of ensuring life's continuity. He believed that this could have been done on any number of planets, possibly using unmanned shuttles. He talks at length about his theory in a book called Life Itself, so the famous Crick of the Watson and Crick DNA helix. Back in 2008, Edgar Mitchell, former astronaut, said that UFOs exist. And then I quote from an article, it says, "The extraterrestrials look like little gray aliens with black slanted eyes that have been weaved into the fabric of our culture." He also stated that the UFO phenomena has been well covered up by our governments for the last 60 years or so, but slowly it's being leaked out. January of 2009, David Cameron, he was candidate for Prime Minister of Babies, of Great Britain, excuse me. He vowed to publish any secret files that may exist on UFOs if he became prime minister. I can't even imagine a politician 10 years ago answering that question. That's the kind of question you don't want to get involved with. But no, I'm going to talk about UFOs. A 2010 poll in Great Britain revealed that almost 50% of the population believe in the existence of alien life. If you Google it, you'll find that UFO sightings are at an all-time high around the world. UFO enthusiasts are noting that more and more information is being released to the public. It's prompting them to say that we will soon have full disclosure about what the governments of the world know about UFOs and extraterrestrials. September 2010, an article was titled, "Are We About to Get Full Disclosure About the Presence of UFOs on Earth?" It reported on a press conference in Washington, D.C., in which, I quote, "Several former U.S. military officers confirmed they had witnessed UFOs tampering with U.S. nuclear missile control sites." I wonder what that was like. Hey, quit messing with that, would you? But anyway, on June 10th of this year, just a couple of days ago, article was posted titled, "National Security Agency, the NSA, releases UFO X-Files." The author stated, I quote, "In another bold leap towards full disclosure, the NSA has released to the public domain formerly classified UFO X-Files. This one small step is best described as a treasure trove." And so if you follow these kinds of things, more and more sightings, more and more interest, more and more being released to the public. Now, why does any of this interest us as students of Bible prophecy? It's because that the Bible specifically warns us that especially in the last days of human history, demonic deception would increase dramatically. Almost everything attributed to UFOs can be explained by demonic activity, which would be preparing the world for some great end times deception. Author Lynn Cato writes, and she says, a large part of the available UFO literature is closely linked with mysticism and the metaphysical. It deals with subjects like mental telepathy, automatic writing, and invisible entities, as well as other phenomena. Many of the UFO reports now being published in the popular press recount alleged incidents that are strikingly similar to demonic possession. For another thing, there are those in the New Age community, and not just the New Agers, but others who consider themselves spiritual, who speak about the coming removal from planet Earth of millions of individuals as the aliens come to make contact with us. Now, you and I as Christians who are premillennial and pre-tribulational, that sounds ominously like the rapture of the church. And it's interesting, they're going to have to explain the rapture somehow. I mean, if all of a sudden millions of people all over the planet were gone, there needs to be an explanation to fill that vacuum. And for years, students of prophecy have speculated that it would be some sort of a demonic deception that would say that the aliens came and did it and remove these people from the earth that were holding back the next wave of evolution, that kind of a thing. And so this is I don't know if you watch much educational television or anything like that, but everything that isn't about the 2012 prophecy is about ancient aliens and alien astronauts. And this is pretty mainstream now, scientifically. Scientists who don't believe in God, who refuse to believe in a creator, have no problem talking about the fact that we were visited by aliens and that a lot of what you see on the planet today in terms of culture and life has to do with the appearance of these aliens and these alien astronauts. I'm not talking about fringe scientists. I'm talking about guys like Francis Crick, some of the most famous scientists, some of the most brilliant minds that the world has produced. Now, I remind you every week, we follow these things because they're in the news. You can't get away from them. They verify that what we're reading in the Bible, of course, is true and that we're living in the last days. But we're not looking for anything to be accomplished before the Lord can come to remove the church in the rapture. No event needs to take place before Jesus can resurrect and rapture the church. Always presented in the Bible as an imminent any moment event. And so the question I always leave us with every Sunday is, are we rapture ready? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.